For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Batten down the hatches. Here comes Gordon. The National Hurricane Center says the tropical storm has made landfall south of Mobile, Alabama, packing winds of 70 miles per hour. WKRG-TV's Dana Winter is there.
We are in downtown Mobile, and the wind has just picked up significantly. That rainfall is pushing against us as well. We've driven around downtown Mobile and the causeway, an area that usually sees quite a bit of flooding. And so far, we can tell you there has been no water, no major water flooding the roadways.
Storm surges of up to several feet have been reported with strong winds. The rain is expected to keep up for days as it heads north towards Arkansas. Officials in Escambia County, Florida, say a tree fell in a mobile home, killing someone inside. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A woman dies in a Nevada jail. With more, here's USA's Robin Walensky.
Although there is video monitoring, sheriff's deputies apparently did not see she had a seizure and had not moved for more than 6 hours. Deputies didn't call for help or try to resuscitate her, the video shows. The 27-year-old reportedly lay dead in her jail cell until the next morning when investigators from the state arrived. Details of her death more than a year ago came to light as a 300-page report released finding jail employees violated multiple policies when they denied her medical care.
Nike has touched off a furor by wading into football's national anthem debate with an ad featuring Colin Kaepernick, who was the first athlete to kneel during the national anthem in protest of police brutality. Marketing experts disagree on whether the ad is smart business, but it's brought the multi-billion dollar company into the spotlight a lot since the ad was announced. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Why did Monica Lewinsky storm out of a foreign interview? USA's Chris Barnes tells us why.
The one-time White House intern says she walked out of that interview in Israel because she'd made it clear beforehand that questions about former President Bill Clinton were off-limits during that interview. But then this happened.
Do you still expect that apology, the personal apology?
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Thank you for talking.
Lewinsky, the woman whose encounters with Clinton in 1995 led to his impeachment, was in Tel Aviv over the weekend for a conference on the pros and cons of the Internet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The slowing price of crude oil at $69 a barrel, but still hovering close to $70, is one of the factors for the decrease in the price of gasoline this week. John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us a lot of the downturn in the national average can be attributed to price decreases in Michigan, Ohio, and in Indiana, where the prices dropped 6 to 8 cents a gallon. It was those three states that pushed the national average down.
The national average has fallen 1 penny in the last week to $2.83 per gallon today. That's down from $2.84 a week ago.
That is Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.